About Chicago in 1916, poet Carl Sandburg wrote, "Come and show me another city with lifted heads singing so proud to be alive and coarse and strong and cunning." In this new century, Chicago is Money Magazine's choice for best place to live in the Midwest and the most livable major city there is. Each Tuesday this month, Morning Edition is asking, what makes a city great? Today, NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg talks about Chicago with someone who was born there, 14-year-old Eve Ewing.
There are 12 million people in the state of Illinois. 2 million of them live in Chicago.
In Illinois, it's just Chicago and then corn, and that's all. That's all we really have is Chicago and corn.
Now, Eve Ewing's view of her hometown won't make folks in Peoria, Carbondale, or Kankakee all that happy, but she's really not snobby about Chicago. Eve Ewing appreciates the Midwesternness of her town.
I have a lot of relatives downstate who live on farms and things like that, but it's so weird that it's such a big city and such a hub of travel and information and change is right in the middle of soybeans.
Eve likes to ride the L through her city.
Miss Wrigley Field, yay.
The Cubs, the Bulls, and the Bears. Terrible winters, and still she loves it.
I love the diversity, I love the food, I love the art, and I love the people. That's pretty much it.
Eve Ewing lives on the northwest side of Chicago. She's a freshman at the brand new Northside College Preparatory, the highest rated public school in town. She loves her school and what Chicago offers when school is out.
I love to go downtown. It's not only downtown, you know, where there's Louis Sullivan, Frank Lloyd Wright and everything, but it's all over the city. I suppose in the grand scheme of things, it's not that old, but there is a lot of history and there's a lot of variance and it's sort of revolutionary architecturally. And I like the way there are old things mixed with new things. You know, downtown there's a big steel and it's right across from, you know, Water Tower and all the old things. And it's really nice. It's a nice contrast.
I think the first skyscraper is in Chicago.
Right.
But, you know, I grew up in New York and I felt there that tall buildings did two things for me. Walking the streets, they made me stand up straighter, and they made me feel smaller.
There are a lot of wide open spaces as well as the tall buildings. I like, you know, to walk along the lakefront, and it's always, you know, it's decreed to always be free and open for the people. And I like that there are parks and trees and everything, and they're right alongside with the buildings, and they coexist with each other. But they don't necessarily make me feel small as much as they make me feel part of something big.
Have you visited outside of Chicago, in the suburbs, for instance?
I've gone to the suburbs, and I'll go when I need to, and I have a couple friends that live there, but I'm not very partial to the suburbs, to be honest. I don't know. I guess it's just, it seems like a smaller scale version of everything, and it's not, in my experience, it's a little bit more segregated. I guess the city, the neighborhoods are pretty segregated too, but it just seems like there's more to do in the city than there is in the suburbs, and everything's too far apart.
Do you get a feeling that some of the segregation is voluntary?
Definitely.
Explain what that means.
I think there's still a lot of people choosing to live sort of quote-unquote among their own kind. Just like 100 years ago when people came, you know, from Ireland and Germany and in Eastern Europe, they chose to live amongst each other because, you know, they needed people who spoke the same languages, they wanted certain foods, they wanted to practice certain religions. And now it's just people from different places, from Asia or from Latin America, and it's the same sort of principle. But some of it is just, I guess, people don't want to change and they don't want to be alone.
You are biracial. Your mother's black, your father is white, and you consider yourself an African American. Do you feel that in a big city it's easier to be, quote, different?
Yes, definitely, because there's always someone who's willing to be different with you. Anyone I know who's different, they're always in good company.
And what about those suburban kids you know? How different you are from them? How would you describe a city teenager versus a country one or a suburban one?
you know, there was a girl who went to school with me in grammar school, and she had moved here from the suburbs, and she was just so out of place. She tended to look down upon people a little bit, I think, because she never really wanted to try new things, and they did. And, you know, she wouldn't want to eat certain foods or wear certain clothes or things like that.
So you felt she was narrower?
I think so. She wasn't as open to things. I remember she asked to come with some of my friends and I to the movies once, and she didn't know how to use the CTA, and she wouldn't let us help her, you know. She was very stubborn about it.
Is that the bus?
Yes. Uh-huh. But she wasn't willing to do things, you know.
Maybe she was scared. Is she still like that?
To a lesser degree, but yeah, she is. I think maybe she was scared, and she tried to hide it by trying to act superior, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely think she was scared because she was out of place.
Hmm. What do you think you miss out on living in a big city? For instance, you're taking all that public transportation, so mm-hmm. In a couple of years, you're not going to be taking driving lessons.
Well, I actually will be taking driving lessons, actually. So, I mean, I don't plan to I don't plan to miss out on driving.
What about homecoming parades?
No, actually, we have homecoming too.
What about everybody knowing your name?
Well, that is something, I guess, that we miss out on a little bit. I think Chicagoans have a great sense of community, and we all tend to get along to the best of our abilities and to talk to each other, and I think we're all very friendly people. And to be honest, I don't know if I necessarily want everybody to know my name. You know, I want to be able to do things. I want to be able to share things with the people I live with. But there are 4 million people in Chicago, and I don't necessarily want all of them knowing what I'm doing on a daily basis.
Eve Ewing, age 14, a great fan of her toddling hometown, Chicago. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.